looking at the evidence, and it was, there was this fake consensus, I felt, saying, well, we know something that we, that nobody, I felt, knew, that it was a natural origin. And I was looking at all of the data that was suggesting to me that a lab incident origin was really possible. And I started asking those questions. And I think everybody should have been asking those questions. Some were, but there was a forced consensus that was pushed by, certainly by the Chinese, but by a number, even a small number of scientists who had very significant conflicts of interest. And unfortunately, we collectively allowed a fake consensus to emerge. And I think that stifled some very healthy question asking.
Metzl's comments courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A large part of southeast Louisiana is going to be under a slight chance of excessive rainfall over the weekend, so flood watches could be going up. Rains start up earlier too, Saturday and Sunday for the mornings. We'll have a pretty good chance of rounds with possible strong storms, some of them heavy too, on Sunday. Overnight lows of 70s, tomorrow back into the lower 80s. Rounds of activity tomorrow night and again on Sunday. 70s in the morning, Sunday afternoons highs of lower 80s.
Live music, food, cool prices, a bike show, sound competition, bike games, cornhole tournament, family-friendly event, the Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally at the Hearst Coliseum Shreveport Fairgrounds. Vendor space available, RV hookups, $35 a night, June 5th, 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., June 6th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., sponsored by 3-State Harley-Davidson. The Arklatex Monkey Fest Motorcycle Rally. More information and details, email monkeyfestla@gmail.com.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. This is the first show with you this week, huh?
I know. It's weird.
Well, to be honest with you, it's only the second show we've done all week, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I was going to do the show last night from home, but there was an integral piece of my studio setup that was supposed to be delivered earlier in the day yesterday, but unfortunately, it did not show up until... Well, it showed up after 6 o'clock, but that was a little bit of a problem. So,
was it the microphone?
No, no, I have the microphone. It was.
I feel like you probably have a number of microphones.
Yeah, I
given
have.
Given what you do and what you've done in the past,
I do have microphones. The problem I had was that there's an adapter that I need for my mixing board, and I bought it, and unfortunately, it didn't show up. So I wouldn't have been able to have a proper mix, and I didn't want to do the show on the phone because I just don't care to do it that way. It's too difficult and doesn't sound good. Not that it sounds any better if we're sitting in the studio, but yeah, I'd at least like to give us a fighting chance. So
well now I feel like I need to buy that mixing board we've been talking about for 6 months.
Well,
I'm doing the show from the phone, and so while I look at two mics, headphones, and all the wires necessary to plug up a mixing board, don't actually have the mixing board. So.
Well, I will tell you tomorrow once I get everything square. I'm going to test it tomorrow afternoon, and if everything sounds good, then my plan was to tell you exactly what you need and let you take care of it.
Is it the same stuff on that list you sent me, that email you sent me a while back?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
Nope. Nope. Today I realized, and I did it again where I bought an album and I have nothing to play it on, but I bought it just because you know you support the bands that you like, but you know I have streaming services for music, like YouTube Music is what I use, but I realized Rise Against new album came out today, so I had to listen to it while I was doing some office work here. And I was pleasantly surprised. Not surprised. I was just happy. So good. And it's not a departure, really, from what they normally do. And I'm okay with that. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. You know, that's, to me, has always been a double-edged sword to begin with, because if you do the same thing that made you successful, people are going to complain that, well, you're not trying to do anything new. But then when you do something new, they're going to say it's not good, as good as the stuff that you used to do. So, you know, really, who cares?
The two bands that I think of when you say that is Godsmack, because every single song on every single album sounds exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Even though Godsmack's good, it's still everything sounds the same. But then with Metallica, every album has been different. And every time they've been called sellouts. So,
Well, I was just having this conversation with Tracy before we left about music, and you know, talking about Rise Against and how they were coming to town, and you know, I'm like, yeah, they're a Chicago punk band, but they're a little more, they're a lot more mainstream now than what they were 20 years ago. They're probably not welcome in the punk rock, the true punk rock venues. But, you know, if they're considered sellouts, the truth is that I think of the quote-unquote sellouts is really, it's, I mean, truthfully, if you sell out, as soon as you leave the garage, you've sold out. But
yeah,
you're not really a sellout unless you do a complete 180 just to try to make music. Kind of like Nickelback.
And that's exactly who I was thinking about.
Or, truthfully, Goo Goo Dolls would be another one.
Yeah, they were a punk band before they became the boring little, it sounds like everybody else band.
Yeah.
And Nickelback was actually, they were discovered by Pantera.
Yeah, they were really heavy originally. They were,
I'm sorry?
They were really a heavy band whenever, at least when I first found them, like that was when I was in college 20 years ago. Well, more than 20 years ago, but we were playing them then, and they were a really heavy band, not what they became.
Yeah, that's an actual sellout.
Oh, yeah.
You did something completely different because you knew that that would make you more money than doing the thing that you actually wanted to do.
Yeah, just because you got popular, that doesn't mean that you're a sellout. That just means that people also enjoy what you do. And you, by the way, that's the whole idea, is to make money off of your art.
True.
And you know, there's a reason why these guys are in bands and not, you know, nobody wants to work a 9-to-5. If anybody had their choice, doesn't matter who you are, nobody's going to say, you know what, I'd rather work in a factory than play music and make millions. Nobody's going to say that.
I'm stupidly obsessed with my job. This is hands down my most favorite job I've ever had. But if I could go on tour and make millions of dollars for going out and, you know, doing the stuff that bands do. If I could live the life that Motley Crue lived, Well, I can guarantee you I would go back in time and start all over.
Well, absolutely. You'd be like, well, Caleb, I got to go.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Caleb, love you, bro, but I got to go. Yeah, I got to go be in Motley Crue number two.
And if anybody says different, then there's something wrong. And there's nothing.
Yeah.
My point also is, let me make sure I get the point across, is there's nothing wrong with a hard day's work. But I think if anybody had their choice, they would rather do something that they love and get paid millions of dollars to do it than to, I want to go hang sheetrock. Nobody wants to do that.
Exactly. You do that kind of job. You do my kind of job because you need money. You want to provide for your family. Being in a rock band is what you love. And it's like being a football player or a basketball player, baseball. Somebody. You're doing what you love and getting paid more money than you ever thought you ever imagined you'd make.
Exactly. And, that's the whole, that's the whole quote unquote American dream, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's the thing. Like, that's why nobody, we don't want to have communism or anything like that, because, your path isn't laid out for you. You can, if you got the talent and you got the work ethic, that's the bottom line right there.
Yeah.
The drive and the work ethic. That's what separates people.
At the end of the day, it's still a hard day's work. It's just a different type of work.
Yeah. It's just maybe not what you consider hard, but it's still it's still not easy. It's really not easy. The music industry is extremely difficult. But I digress, and there's one thing I wanted to talk about real quick before we go to break, and I don't even know. I don't know.
The same way.
Yeah, I saw this today, and I'm like, what? I never went, how in the hell could you pick this? So the three top mainstream rock songs of all time, according to Billboard. Number one being Days of the New, Touch, Peel, and Stand. I don't even remember that song.
Well, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it. You know the song. You just didn't realize that was the name of the song.
Well, let's see
because
here.
Touch, Peel, and Stand is not in there.
Let me see. I'm going to play it right now. Let's see. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that threw me off after that, this is based on how long it was number one on the top Billboard top rock chart, I want to say, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the number two, was Loser by Three Doors Down. And that one really threw me off because I really like Three Doors Down. They're probably my favorite band that's not on my list of favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot better songs than Loser. You've got Kryptonite. You've got Superman. You've got Won't Back Down. You're Not My Time. You've got Not My Time, not Won't Back Down. There's a number of songs that are much better than Loser. I mean, Loser's a good song, but that was the one that lasted 21 weeks at number one?
Yeah.
That's odd.
Well, number two on the list I can go with. I mean, but even though you and I both love the band Stone Temple Pilots, I don't know. Is Interstate Love Song the number two mainstream rock song of all time? I love it, but I don't know. I can't really say that.
It's literally one of my favorite songs of all time. I listen to it at least 2 or 3 days a week. Like, I intentionally go to YouTube and listen to it. Mm. But I don't know if I would say that's the number two rock song of all time, even based off of just being at the top of the Billboard charts. That's odd to me.
I find that odd, too. And the number three is Mysterious Ways by U2. And I don't even know that song. And maybe I do, and I just don't realize it. But if I can't call it out of memory, I don't think it's number three.
I do remember that song. I've never been a big U2 fan, but that one's not quite as surprising. I know they were huge for years in the 80s and 90s, and something I guess I can kind of see it in a way.
Yeah. It's interesting anytime you put together a list like this. Days of the New came out of left field, and I actually played with the guy. We opened for Tantric, which is essentially the same bit. So,
minus the singer.
No, it is the singer. I think it's the rest.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple of them from Days of the News, but it is the singer. So,
okay.
But yeah, there you go. So, all right, we got to take a break. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about some Odd Saint stuff. So there you go. We'll be back.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. So that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. Only in New Orleans, you know what that means. C'est le bon temps roulé, c'est le bon temps roulé. Only in New Orleans, you know what that means. C'est le bon temps roulé, c'est le bon temps roulé.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. It's the great Gigi Pinder with You Know. And you know, we were talking about it a couple weeks ago, and I think it was on Friday. And that song came on, and we said, you know, we need to get in touch with her. It was so funny because when I left here that night, I was standing next door, and she pulled up in front. And so I talked to her. So she is going to come on sometime in the near future. Okay. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And I don't know why, but it made me think of you that I feel like you should maybe throw your hat in the ring and show some type of talent to the Saints so you can become a new entertainment option for game day.
There you go. I actually had a kind of similar thought. So part of this article, well, I guess we should probably introduce it before I start talking about the article. Yeah, the Saints are, according to this article, alongside Superdome renovation, New Orleans Saints are adding new entertainment options for game day. And basically, they're looking for people that can go out and, from the way it reads, apparently join the Saintsations. And
I think you'd look great as a Saintsation.
I think I would, too, especially with my beard, my big beard gut. I agree. But they're looking for people to go out in Champion Square and apparently other, you know, whatever else.
Well, you've already put on a show in Champion Square.
Yes, I have. Oh, believe me, that thought crossed my mind as well. But they're looking for people just to add to the entertainment value of going to a Saints game. Mm. And my thought, I read this one part of a sentence that says they're looking for a new team of multi-talented entertainers to further enhance our fan experience. So, well, we're multi-talented entertainers.
I don't know if we have one talent, let alone multi-talent. So I don't. We find ourselves entertaining. I don't know how many else do. How many other people do?
Well, and see, my first thought was we could just get really drunk, which leads to, you know, the story you were alluding to. And then my other thought was, so we can go out and just start randomly screaming at people and just get in their face, start screaming at them. It won't be entertaining to them, but it'll be very entertaining to the people around that are watching it. So
yeah,
figure that. We could do that.
I guess entertaining is really a relative word.
Exactly. It's the comedy, you know, not everybody finds everything funny. I've laughed at things that have made other people mad, and I've gotten mad at things that made other people laugh. You know, so hey, it is what it is.
Well, I was just curious. Like, just the whole article is very vague, but I don't really know what they're looking for. Like, are they looking for like BMX bicyclists or what? I mean, what like circus type things? Like, I just don't understand.
It's very funny that you would say the BMX thing, because the ad on the side of the little partial sentence I just read is for a bike, and now it just disappeared. So apparently they know what we're talking about. Now it's for State Farm, and so okay. Well, I don't care about State Farm. So it's all over the place.
Yeah. So yeah, I just thought that was something good. I guess everybody should try to contact the Saints, and you know, maybe you if you have some type of hidden talent, you could be performing during game day in some form or fashion. I think it'll be great.
If you were a BMX professional, like on the amazingly great 80s show Rad, then come on, y'all go to the Champion Square, set up your BMX track, and go riding around the Champion Square.
Now, see, I'm such a I can't even. I was getting ready to say something else. I'm such a jerk that my first thing that popped in my mind was Napoleon Dynamite and Pedro when they set up the little ramp. Like, I would find that hilarious and entertaining. So if somebody's not even good at it, I think that's entertaining.
That would be entertaining. That would be fun to watch.
Yeah. You know, if two people on, you know, like somebody's riding somebody on pegs, I think that'll be, I don't even need you to jump anything. Just the fact that I saw that and they had pegs on their bicycle, I think would be great.
I have not thought about pegs on a bike in probably 30 years.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Maybe everything goes full circle, so I'm sure it's coming back.
Maybe that'll be the next thing to come back that all the kids think is so cool.
And just a little bit, another side note for the Saints. It was announced today the Saints are going to kick off the season, preseason, on Saturday, August 14th at 6 o'clock against the Ravens in Baltimore, and are going to play host to the Arizona Cardinals on Saturday, August 28th at 7 o'clock. And let's see. And then they're going to play the Jaguars on Monday, August 23rd. And kickoff is at 7 o'clock on that, too. So there you go. So now we have the full schedule of all three preseason games, which nobody ever seems to care about except for, like, people like you and I.
Yeah.
I think I would tailgate for a preseason game, to be honest with you.
I would, too.
All right, well, let's take a break. Let's get some news, and we'll come back and we'll talk about something in tennis. And we don't ever talk about tennis, but it was really interesting. I hadn't heard of anything like this in quite a while. So we'll be back with more after this. It doesn't change anything. So baby, what good does it do? Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Business groups are calling for an early end of the enhanced unemployment benefits, but Governor Edwards says he wants to make a more informed decision to not end the benefits too early.
The extra $300 weekly benefits are set to expire September 6th. But citing difficulty hiring qualified workers, business groups want them to end sooner. Edwards says the state has hired an economist to research the issue.
Are there more cons than there are benefits and so forth? I don't have the benefit of that study.
And with a state so dependent on tourism.
We know that tourism isn't back in full swing. We know that for a large number of these individuals, there are not jobs.
He says the enhanced unemployment is also responsible for stimulating local economies. I'm Brooke Thorington.
And the author of legislation that would extend the state's $180 million film tax credit out to 2028 says there'll be a second vote on the bill in the House on Monday. Slidell Senator Sharon Hewitt's proposal was shot down in the House Thursday, but 23 representatives were missing for the vote, and she's confident they can find the support needed on a second try. LRN.
This is for those who always show they care, who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine. Those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Communication is essential during a disaster. Take the time now to email yourself or write down key numbers, like for your family members and your service providers. It is a best practice to save these numbers somewhere outside of your saved contacts in the event your phone is lost or damaged or there is an extended power outage. For more information, visit aarp.org/LA.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
WGSO across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
We are the nowhere generation. We
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. Speak of Rise Against, and they appear, right?
There you go.
Again, you really need to go out and buy that album.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what you have to play it on.
I can play it in my car.
Oh, you have a CD player in your car?
Yeah, it's probably the last car ever made by Ford that has a CD player in it. So it's got satellite radio, it's got Bluetooth, it's got all that stuff, but it still has a CD player.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'm a little jealous. Not really, because the whole thing about having CDs in the car, you end up scratching the hell out of them anyways, and they only work for a few months. So I'm really not mad about the fact that I can just plug my phone or sync my phone to the car and crystal clear audio. The times we live in. Or if, I mean, you don't have any of the streaming services though, do you? You don't have like YouTube Music or Spotify or any of that, do you?
No, I use Pandora. I just say, hey, Pandora, play this. Yeah. It's not, well, I guess that's the Amazon Echo where you talk to it. But I do have one of those in my car though. So,
well, you don't have Amazon Music for the Echo?
No, I just tell it to play. I mean, it does play the stations that I want. I'm sure it'd play more songs if I paid for it. But
well, I
already have Amazon Prime, and it annoys me that I have to pay extra for the music. And so I'm like, oh, that's screw you. So,
oh my goodness, such a cheapskate.
I'm cheap. You know that.
Such a cheapskate. Goodness gracious, you're gonna wait till the next time you come down here, and then you'll be like, hey, will you play that album for me?
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Well, I plan on, once I go home, apparently my wife is cooking dinner, which is awesome and amazing. And so I plan on having a drink and sitting on the patio and having a listening party. So
there you go.
I got a limited time because she's got to work tomorrow in the morning. So
no.
Good thing it's punk rock music and you can get through an album in 45 minutes.
Yeah, the songs are all 3 minutes long.
That's right. And that's long for a punk rock song. But anyways.
Yeah, really.
So I saw this today and I was like, wow, I don't think I've heard of anybody doing some stuff like this in quite a long time. But professional tennis player, I don't know why I had to say Russian. What does it matter? But Yana Sizikova. There you go. Yana Sizikova was arrested at the French Open in match fixing investigation. That could have went way different. So apparently, what had happened was during last year's tournament, when bookmakers issued alerts for abnormal betting patterns during her first round women's double match alongside Madison Brengel of the United States, which they lost 7-6. During that encounter, though, hundreds of thousands of euros were reportedly wagered on a break of serve at 2-2 in set two. She was culpable for three of the points conceded during her service game, including two double faults as she lost her serve to Love. And according to the Russian newswire TASS, her lawyer has announced that she denies the charges against her and is unsure whether she would be allowed to leave France after being released from custody. And she can face up to 5 years in prison and a 500,000, I guess, pound fine if she's found guilty of sports corruption. And she's currently world-ranked 101st in doubles and 765th in singles. There's where the flag is. She's earned a total of $206,000 prize money over an 11-year career, and there's flag number two. And until she improved her ranking in recent years, she'd spent much of her career competing at lower-level tournaments on the ITF circuit. And flag number three.
Yep. I don't know what 90% of the stuff in this article means.
I don't either. Yeah, if I knew anything about tennis, it'd be great.
Yeah. The only thing that I know out of what I read is where it says, including two double faults as she lost her serve to Love. Mm. I think Love means you've scored 0 points.
It does.
Because I've heard, oh, the score is 30 to Love. And so I just always assumed it meant you hadn't scored anything.
Yeah.
So.
But really, I haven't. When was the last time you've heard of anybody throw? I mean, you're literally, this is throwing a game or throwing a match.
Yeah. And my first thought when I read it was, wow, I didn't know that there was going to be a Pete Rose of tennis. It's odd. And Pete Rose wasn't throwing a match, but it still involved betting. Mm-hmm. So I was like, that's really weird. I wouldn't have thought of tennis as having people betting on it and trying to, you know, influence the bet that they made on themselves for their game. That's odd.
Well, if you think about it like this, that she's made essentially $206,000 in her 11-year career.
Yeah.
That's poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
She better be working somewhere else.
That comes out to a little under $19,000 a year.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. You got to try to do something to make some money.
Right.
I mean, you're good enough to be able to play at this level, but you're not making any money. You know? And you look at the people that are making millions upon millions of dollars every time they win a tournament. Like, right. I better start doing something. It's been 11 years.
Well, and even on top of that, you got to think, like, you're only making $19,000 a year, and you still have to pay trainers and all the other stuff, and coaches and things like that. That's not cheap. Mm-hmm. Those people don't work for free.
Yeah, so, I didn't even think about that.
So she's
right.
Probably in the red every year.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh. And still has to pay rent and utilities and stuff.
And has to live, yes.
Yeah. And so, she's in Russia. She's from Russia, and she's in France, so she has to travel as well.
Yeah. And,
man.
I mean, if that's her earnings, now, granted, I'm sure that doesn't include what sponsorship money that she would get, but who's going to sponsor her whenever you're the 101st ranked player? I mean, I guess somebody would, but it's not going to be that much.
No. I mean, unless the 100 top players above her are not in Russia, and so she's number one in Russia, which I doubt.
No, I highly doubt that.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
I think Anna Kournikova is probably better than her.
Yeah, really.
And I don't even think she plays tennis anymore. I don't think she played tennis to begin with.
It was all a ruse to get people to look at her and then give her money because to be a model.
Right, absolutely. So yeah, I thought that was really interesting. That's not stuff that you read every day, is that somebody's involved in some sports fixing.
Yeah.
Although I would have loved to have seen an article like that after the Noel no call.
Yeah, that's the article I want to see. There was some ref fixing there.
Yeah. Never forget.
Yeah.
And then something else I wanted to add before we take a break. Today on NOLA.com, I just thought it was cool. Like, it's the first time I've seen this in about 15, 16 months.
Yeah.
And the headline is, Need Plans? Check out 10 Things to Do This Weekend in New Orleans. You know, and it just made me feel good that, you know, we're getting back to somewhat normal or normal for us. And, you know, the biggest thing, obviously, and it looks, I don't know. I've been in here for a few hours, so I don't know if it's raining outside yet or not. But Hogs for the Cause is going on today and tomorrow. And, you know, it's such a good, and I, you know, to be redundant, but it's such a good cause.
Yes.
You know, the money raised goes to children with brain cancer, and you know, who doesn't want to go eat barbecue?
Yeah.
I was even thinking about going tomorrow if the rain will hold out.
And they have some really good barbecue. The time that we went, I was very, very impressed.
Now we're talking on point barbecue, not like good for Southeast Louisiana, but like this is just
real
good.
Deal.
Yeah. I know that New Orleans is apparently the number one barbecue destination in all of the land, but I don't believe that.
Yeah. Nobody but the guy that wrote that article believes that.
Or the person that paid him to write that article.
Yes, exactly. That's a better way to put it. I love New Orleans. I love New Orleans food, but barbecue ain't exactly their thing.
No. Let's see what else is going on. There's a red carpet premiere of You Heard Me. And it's it will be the highlight of Dancing Grounds Dance for Social Change Festival. And that was last night, so I don't know why that is even on here or why that was put out there today. But there's going to be music at Snug Harbor tonight. Jason Marsalis, in a tribute to his dad, the late Ellis Marsalis, which we got to see, didn't we? We saw Ellis Marsalis. Or, wasn't he at the Satchmo Fest thing?
At Satchmo Fest, yeah.
That's right. Now let's see. There's a Trailhead pop-up party tonight and... just started at 6:30, so you can do that. And let's see here. And apparently there's a production of Little Shop of Horrors tonight. On the North Shore. So,
Missy Moore.
But it's still just good to see. And a Nicola Dance returns with a series of free Sunday afternoon jazz concerts at the Maison Restaurant and Music Club at 508 Frenchman. And Shannon Powell and his New Orleans Jazz All-Stars will lead off the series of family-friendly events. So, again, like, I just wanted to talk about it because it's so nice to be able to see that we're getting back to being us again. So,
yes. And there is actually one more thing going on if people don't want to leave the house. At 9 o'clock tonight, LSU is playing in the regional somehow. I'm not sure how that happened after this horrible season, but Paul Maneri retired. This is his last go, so let's go cheer on LSU baseball, and hopefully they can win at least one game of the regional for Paul Maneri. So,
all right, well, sounds good. All right, let's take the break, and we're going to come back and we'll wrap things up with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. You're listening to Something to Say Radio Show on WGSO 990.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm only happy when it rains.
All right, here we go, the last segment of the week, and of course you know what that means. It means it's time for Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. You want to kick us off?
All right. This article, that I have is one that I debated whether I was going to read or not, because it's not exactly appropriate for a family-friendly radio show.
I don't think anybody's ever going to, I don't think they're ever going to accuse us of that.
Exactly. All right, so here we go. Journalist has sex during radio interview for Swingers Club feature. We know about method acting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a very different take on a radio show. We know about method acting when an actor fully immerses themselves in the character they're playing, but how about method reporting? One journalist in Denmark apparently gave it a go during a broadcast about a swingers club by having sex with a man that she was interviewing. Louise Fisher, which does not sound like the name of somebody from Denmark, but I've never been there, so whatever. Yeah. Louise Fisher, 26, can be heard moaning as she chatted to the participant during the two-minute segment that aired on Danish national radio. I don't have a boyfriend. That definitely made it a lot easier, Fisher told the German newspaper Bild. This part's weird. My mother just thinks it's funny and laugh. My father thought it was actually really cool. What father wants to listen to his daughter having sex?
That's the weirdest
part of this whole thing. Yeah. However, Fisher also admitted her dalliance at the Swingland Club near Copenhagen wasn't, quote, the best sex of her life. The X-rated interview took place in March to mark the site's reopening following the country's relaxation of COVID lockdown restrictions and soon went viral on social media. Denmark's Radio 4 reshared the report last week, stating in the caption, warning, I'm not reading that part. I can't. That's good. Warning, it gets hot and wet for both our reporter and the guests. Remember, people, I'm reporting the news, not making it.
Right.
So, discussing the reactions to the unique segment, Fisher admitted that it had proved divisive. Most of the responses were very positive, though thought it was brave and cool, she reportedly said. Others think that I've crossed a line in journalism. The 26-year-old explained that she spent several hours with guests at the club, even though the report only lasted minutes. During her time there, they all sat and talked together over a glass of wine at the bar before moving to a large bed. Fisher said she hadn't planned to have sex during the broadcast, but added, "For me, it's very natural. It's part of my job to give an insight into a world that not everyone has access to."
True gonzo journalism.
Yes, and why did I think of that? She said it relaxed the guests, of course it did, who were initially reluctant to take part in the interview and seemed nervous around her microphones. I'm sure that's why they were nervous. During the segment, she can be heard speaking to her interviewees while others pant in the background. Later, she asked one male guest about his experiences at Swingland as the pair audibly had sex. Radio 4's head of news, Tina whatever, told Danish site BT that the station backed the reporter's move. I just think it's cool that when journalists try to make the stories in a different way, she said. Fisher has insisted that it was a great experience and she would maybe be up for it again. Yes, I enjoyed it, even though it wasn't the best sex of my life, she said. But the men in this club are very polite and very considerate. I felt like a goddess. They make me feel very special. Of course, that's a very different radio segment than what I'm used to. So,
well, since we didn't do the show last night, and I normally do Florida Man, I'm going to go ahead and go with a couple Florida stories. And I've got the king of all Florida Man stories. But I got two, so I want to make sure we get them in. So let's make sure we get our trip to Florida this week.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so here we go. And the first story is from Wildwood, Florida. And the headline is, and apparently that's in the Orlando era, Florida woman upset over tomato thickness throws her Whopper and shouts racial slurs, police say. Charge was upgraded to a felony because of the slurs, records show. A Wildwood, Florida woman was arrested, and by the way, she's 77 years old, after they say she admitted to throwing a Whopper at a Burger King employee while calling the victim a stupid black expletive. Officers arrested Judith Ann, ironically black, is her last name, of the Villages on Friday. Police said they were called to a Burger King on 7 Mile Drive just after 6 p.m. Investigators said they spoke with the victim, who told them that an older woman was not satisfied with her Whopper and was screaming at the victim while standing at the counter. The victim said she asked, and the lady's last name is black, so it was very confusing whenever this whole thing, to stop yelling so she could help her. The victim turned around, which is when the lady threw the sandwich and said, "Shut up, you black expletive," as she stormed out with her husband and left in a... You got to be kidding me. And there's no reason to put this stuff in here like this. Left in a white Ram pickup. according to the arrest report. Surveillance video caught the license plate on the Ram pickup, which police said they used to track down the lady, and positively ID her from her driver's license photo matched against the video from inside the restaurant. Interviewed her, and she was read her Miranda rights. Woman said she was upset with the thickness of the tomato on her Whopper and confronted the victim at the counter, according to the report. She had the burger in her hand, and she tossed it to her. She further admitted to shouting at the victim, calling her names, racial names, and police said that evidence of prejudice enhances the misdemeanor battery to a felony charge. So I hope it was worth it. And real quick... before we get out of here, only because you're not going to believe this. I'm going to tell you the story, and then I'm going to tell you his name. This happened in Florida, and I'm going to be brief about it. A Florida man went on a burglary spree in Zephyr Hills, Florida, over Memorial Day weekend. And it started where he broke into a restaurant, stole White Claw, and then left them in a retention pond behind there, so he didn't even keep it. He essentially broke into a vet clinic and then a cat rescue and stole the Ring camera off someone's house, but he didn't keep any of it. And he broke into a barbershop and stole hair clippers and earbuds and didn't keep any of it. And we got to get out of here, so I'm cutting this one short, but here's the payoff. Guess what his name is.
What's that?
Lawrence Franklin King, Florida. His last name is Florida.
He is the actual Florida. He is the king of Florida.
He really is. So that's going to do it for us. We got to get out of here. Everybody, enjoy the weekend. We'll be back on Monday. And until then, I'm just going to play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Join me, VJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Sun Off, Supermel Vitality, Frosty Guard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Vazo Beats, and so much more. Ionic, Fizzy, Magnesium Drink, all of it. 40 to 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for a few more days at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit a...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month. So said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where there will is going to be an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
One country is not too excited about looking into the origins of COVID-19.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon. And I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump says the ruling that'll keep him off Facebook for a while is an insult. The former president blasting the decision, which means he won't be allowed on the social media platform until January 2023. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the border crisis continues, hundreds of protesters gathered outside a Scottsdale, Arizona hotel that is serving as a temporary housing spot for illegal immigrant families. The lodging plan is part of an $87 million contract with the faith-based nonprofit Endeavors. The contract will last through September